The banking sector in South Sudan is struggling because many South Sudanese think opening an account in the bank is a waste of time. Many across South Sudan prefer to keep their money at home instead of opening an account in the bank. There are very few local financial institutions in the 10 states and the 3 administrative areas of South Sudan. Inyani Moses is a businessman in Juba who says the 2016 conflict destroyed his savings in a bank.
When this crisis arises, I realize at the end of the day, I lost all my money. Why? Because when I go to the bank and I had wanted to withdraw, for pounds we don't have a problem. But for US account, because sometimes we do international kind of business, we find it so challenging because you only see the figure. But when you want to withdraw, they tell you they don't have hard currency. And then you begin wondering, where is the money? Where has the money gone? It is mine, but you're not given.
Ladu Emmanuel, a businessman selling electronics at Custom Market, says he doesn't have a bank account and prefers keeping his money in his house.
Can't really keep my money in the bank because with this current inflation, you know, the pound is really weak against the dollar. So the moment you actually keep your money within the bank, by the moment you withdraw it, it has actually lost the value. So that's the reason I can't really keep my money in the bank. That's why I decided just to keep it just inside my house. I really feel like it is actually safe well under my bed.
Majog Nicodemo Aro, the Director for Communications and Public Relations at the Bank of South Sudan, says they are strengthening the working relationship between commercial banks and their clients.
To further strengthen public confidence in the banking system, the central bank has resolved to encourage commercial banks to offer interest in saving accounts. This initiative aims to incentivize customers to deposit more money into their saving accounts.
The Bank of South Sudan is the central bank of the country and is responsible for issuing the South Sudan pound. It is government-owned but operates independently to promote price stability and economic growth. Many foreign banks operate in South Sudan's capital, Juba, including the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia, Ecobank, Equity Bank, Kenya Commercial Bank, and the Qatar National Bank. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.